Brain health has been very popular in the news lately, and this podcast is for you if you've ever had brain fog, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, CTE, any of these issues. This is the podcast where we're going to jump into the latest research from Dr. Dale Bredesen, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dave Asprey of the Bulletproof Diet, so many other people, all the minds that are really out there paving the way, blazing a path for new research, new strategies that are actually working to get your brain optimized and working at its highest level. The Brain Builders Podcast is just for you. So get a notebook, get a pen, and get ready to open up your mind and get back to the person that you were meant to be.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and we're going to get into some more brain-boosting meals, different recipes, and today it's dinner we're going to start with. And this is from Dave Asprey's book, Headstrong, the Bulletproof Plan to Activate Untapped Brain Energy to Work Smarter and Think Faster in Just 2 Weeks. So, the first recipe for dinner, each day choose one of the following meals: grilled cilantro lime, wild salmon, and fresh blackberries with brain rice. He calls it brain rice, yes. Serves 4 people. This is one of the most powerful brain-boosting meals on the planet. You'll get omega-3s from the salmon, polyphenols from the berries, and just enough carbs from the low-carb cooked rice to keep your energy up all night while you're sleeping so your brain can run its cleaning system. The salmon will also help you make acetylcholine, GABA, dopamine, and serotonin. Plus, it has DHA and EPA fatty acids. And on top of all that, it's delicious. So the salmon ingredients, you have 2 tablespoons of high-quality olive oil, the juice of 1 lime, 1 tablespoon of brain octane oil, 2 tablespoons of chopped organic cilantro, sea salt, skin on wild salmon fillets, 8 ounces each. The skin scored lightly. You can also use 1 large 2-pound fillet. The brain rice ingredients, 2 to 3 cups of uncooked white rice, 1 to 2 tablespoons of brain octane oil, 4 tablespoons of unsalted grass-fed butter or grass-fed ghee, 1 head of organic broccoli cut into spears, 1 handful of chopped fresh organic basil, chopped right before using, 1 handful of pistachios, or as many as you want, 1 cup of fresh organic blueberries, sea salt, 1 lemon cut into wedges. Now for the salmon, heat your grill to medium high, mix together the olive oil, lime juice, brain octane oil, and cilantro, add the sea salt to taste. Rub the mixture into the salmon, reduce the heat to medium-low to avoid charring the skin. Place the salmon on the grill surface, skin side down, and cook for 6 to 12 minutes, depending on the thickness, until the fish is medium-rare. Or the brain rice. Steam the rice as you normally would, but also add the oil at the start of cooking. It adds ketone power and reduces the carbohydrates your body can absorb from the rice. It also creates prebiotics from the starch in the rice. Heat 2 tablespoons of butter in a medium saucepan over medium-low heat. Spoon in the steamed rice and stir. Add salt to taste. Cook for 1 to 5 minutes, stirring frequently until hot. Stir in the remaining 2 tablespoons of butter and cook for 1 minute more. Cover to keep warm as you grill the salmon. To finish, finely chop 2 tablespoons of raw broccoli and set that aside. Steam the rest of the broccoli. Use the rice as a bed for the cooked broccoli. Top with the basil, the raw broccoli for the enzymes, and the pistachios. Place the salmon with the blackberries and lemon wedges and serve the finished rice alongside it. Wow, does that sound delicious. And then we have Hack Your Own Tacos. This serves 4 to 6. These delicious tacos contain a lot of polyphenols and antioxidants that will clean up the free radicals in your mitochondria, giving you a noticeable lift in brain energy. Dave's kids love having this headstrong version of Taco Night, and you will too. Ingredients: 2 pounds of ground bison or grass-fed beef, 2 tablespoons unsalted grass-fed butter or ghee, the juice of 1 lime, 1 to 3 teaspoons of cayenne powder. That actually is really good for circulation. 1 teaspoon of oregano, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, sea salt, 3 or 4 organic carrots, 16 organic romaine lettuce leaves, 1 cup of organic broccoli sprouts, or another kind of sprout if you prefer, 1/2 bunch of organic cilantro, and bulletproof guacamole. Saute the meat in a large, heavy-bottomed pan over medium-low heat until cooking gently but thoroughly. Your goal is not to brown the meat. Drain the liquid and save it for another cooking adventure. Bison juice has lots of flavor and good fats. It lasts for a few days in the refrigerator, just so you know. Add the butter, lime juice, cayenne, oregano, cumin, and salt, and stir thoroughly over low heat just until the flavors combine. Grate the carrot into a bowl and wash and dry the individual romaine leaves. Set out the carrots and lettuce banquet style in the middle of the table with the sprouts, the cilantro, and a generous bowl of guacamole. Then hand everyone a plate and let them hack their own lettuce-shelled tacos. And recipe number 3 for dinner, coconut lamb curry, Thai style. This serves 2 to 4. This is a very flavorful and versatile meal that provides lots of polyphenols, antioxidants, and good fats. The lamb will also help you make acetylcholine, GABA, and serotonin to ensure a good night's sleep after eating this for dinner. Curry paste, 2 to 5 fresh Thai chilies, also called bird's eye chili. Stems removed, 2 will add mild heat, 5 will kick your butt. 1 stalk of lemongrass, just the white part. 1-inch piece of fresh ginger, peeled and sliced. 1 shallot diced, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, 1 teaspoon ground coriander, 1 red bell pepper, the juice of 1 lime, 1 small bunch of cilantro, handful of Thai basil leaves. You can use regular basil if you want. The base and the meat, 2 tablespoons of grass-fed ghee, 1 pound of boneless pastured lamb leg or shoulder cut into 1-inch pieces, 1 15-ounce can of full-fat coconut milk, BPA-free and guar gum-free, 1 teaspoon of brain octane oil, 1/2 cup of free-range chicken stock or vegetable stock, 3 or 4 stalks of organic broccoli cut into medium-sized pieces, 1/2 a small or medium head of organic cauliflower cut into medium-sized pieces, Himalayan pink salt or sea salt, 2 cups of brain rice, which is optional, which we talked about in the previous recipe. For the curry paste, put all the curry paste ingredients in the bowl of a food processor or blender and blend until smooth. If you use a small blender, you can add some of the coconut milk to make it blend more easily. For the base and meat, melt 1 tablespoon of ghee in a large saucepan, add the lamb, and lightly cook until it just starts to change color at the edges. Remove the meat and set aside. Add the curry paste to the same pan. The lamb will already have given a wonderful base of flavor to the pan and the ghee. Add the remaining tablespoon of ghee and cook over medium heat for 3 to 4 minutes. Add 1/2 the coconut milk and simmer uncovered for 10 minutes. The curry should begin to thicken. While the sauce simmers, heat the oil over medium heat in a separate large saucepan. Add the lightly cooked lamb, turning the pieces to brown on all sides, but taking care not to char them, and cook until medium rare, 7 to 8 minutes. Once the lamb is ready, add it to the curry pan along with the remaining coconut milk, chicken stock, broccoli, and cauliflower. Simmer for another 3 to 4 minutes. Salt to taste. Serve the curry over brain rice for a carb day, or serve it straight up with veggies for a low-carb day. Now, bacon ginger scallops with collie rice. This serves 2 to 4 as well. This dish has everything your brain needs, omega-3s, polyphenols, antioxidants, and lots of yummy fats. It's fine to replace the collie rice with white rice if you feel like you need more carbs. As long as you add brain octane oil, you'll still be getting ketones. The bacon ginger scallop ingredients. 3 tablespoons grass-fed butter or ghee, 10 stalks of lemongrass, 8 of them you will use as big toothpicks, 1-inch piece of fresh ginger peeled and finely grated, 1 pound wild sea scallops, tendons removed and patted dry, no need to rinse, 8 pieces of thin-cut bacon, 1 teaspoon ground turmeric, the collie rice ingredients, 1 head of organic cauliflower, 2 tablespoons unsalted grass-fed butter, 2 tablespoons brain octane oil, and sea salt, the salad ingredients. 1 head of organic romaine lettuce, 1 cup broccoli sprouts, 4 stalks of organic celery sliced. For the bacon ginger scallops, preheat the oven to 320. Put the butter, 2 stalks of chopped lemongrass, the white part, and the ginger in a medium saucepan. Heat over low heat, stirring often for 20 to 30 minutes until the flavors have infused. Make sure the mixture does not boil. Once infused, remove the saucepan from the heat. Place the scallops in a small bowl. Pour the mixture over the scallops. Wrap a piece of bacon around each scallop and secure each with one of the lemongrass stalks. Set the scallops on a rimmed baking sheet, sprinkle with turmeric, and place in the oven. Bake for 8 to 10 minutes, checking often until the bacon is crispy. The cooking time will depend on the size of the scallops. Remove the lemongrass toothpicks before serving or face the wrath of your diners. For the collie rice, grate the cauliflower or use a food processor to pulse it to the right texture so that it resembles rice. Heat a large saute pan over medium heat and melt the butter. When the butter melts, add the rice cauliflower. Don't be afraid to crowd the pan as it will aid in the cooking process by creating a steamer effect. Caution, do not want to brown the cauliflower. Cook it gently for 5 to 10 minutes, stirring and turning often. The Dutch oven can make this process less messy as it has high sides that help prevent the collie rice from being tossed overboard. Once the cauliflower is cooked through, turn off the heat and the oil and season with salt to taste. Serve with scallops and a romaine lettuce side salad that's topped with broccoli sprouts and sliced celery. And here's a snack or two. The meals in the Headstrong program are satisfying and satiating, and you'll likely find that you won't need many snacks. When you do want something to munch on between meals, there are a few easy go-to options. If you feel yourself lagging midday, have one of these snacks for a quick boost in mental energy. 1 ounce of 85% dark chocolate, a small serving of blueberry uncheesecake, Headstrong Quick Bites, which basically are just made by placing one or more of the following toppings on a piece of grain-free bread or grain-free crackers, such as Mary's Gone crackers, 1 tablespoon grass-fed butter, a slice of wild smoked salmon, a quarter of an avocado, all that mashed together. Dessert, yes, you can eat all of that delicious fat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you still get to have dessert, too. While these desserts are optional, I do recommend, Dave recommends having at least a small serving of one of these recipes before bed to make sure your brain has enough energy to run your lymphatic system while you sleep. When was the last time you thought of eating dessert as doing something good for your brain? Well, this is new, and it's your new normal. Brain Shake serves one. This creamy, high-fat smoothie is loaded with polyphenols and will give you plenty of energy to sleep well. It includes 2.5 cups of full-fat coconut milk, BPA-free and guar gum-free, 2 tablespoons almond butter or pistachio butter if you can find it for extra polyphenols, 2 tablespoons brain octane oil, 1 small organic Haas avocado, 1/2 cup raspberries or 3 tablespoons bulletproof hot chocolate mix, 2 scoops of bulletproof collagen protein, 1/2 teaspoon ground Ceylon cinnamon, 1 Unfair Advantage ampule for mitochondrial boost, optional stevia or xylitol, ice optional. Blend, pour, drink. Don't you love easy recipes? The 3-berry gelato serves 4. This dessert fights inflammation while delivering huge amounts of antioxidants. You have 6 ounces of organic blueberries, organic raspberries, and organic blackberries, so 18 ounces total. 1 15-ounce can full fat coconut milk, BPA-free and guar gum-free, well shaken, 3 tablespoons brain octane oil, 2 large pastured egg yolks, 1/4 or 1/8 teaspoon vanilla extract, up to 3 tablespoons of xylitol, optional, and up to 2 grams of ascorbic acid or tartness, which is optional. In a blender, combine the blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, coconut milk, oil, egg yolks, and vanilla. Blend until smooth. At this point, take a moment to taste the mixture before you add the xylitol and or the ascorbic acid. Berries have a natural sweetness and tartness, particularly fresh organic berries. If you like the mixture as it is, continue below with the recipe. If it needs more sweetness or tartness, add the xylitol and or the ascorbic acid until you arrive at the perfect taste for your palate and for the particular berries you have as they vary in taste. Pour the mixture into an ice cube tray, silicone is best, and leave it in the freezer for 3 hours or use an ice cream maker if you have one. Once frozen, put the cubes back in the blender and blend briefly just until smooth. Scoop the gelato into 4 bowls and enjoy. Note, ascorbic acid is vitamin C. You can just break open a couple of capsules if you take it as a supplement. We have one more. Oh, yeah. We have one more dessert, and then we're going to go into some snacks next time on the Brain Builders podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.